Within days of the World Trade Center bombing, the FBI made an arrest. The FBI's magicians, the forensic specialists, had gone through the wreckage in the basement of the tower and determined what vehicle held the bomb. They were able to identify the specific Ryder rental truck and trace it back to a franchise in nearby northern New Jersey. Incredibly, the rental agency said the person who had rented the truck was scheduled to return the next day to collect the deposit on what he said was a stolen truck. With the arrest of Mohammed Salameh, the case broke open. A suspicious rental storage facility operator called the FBI to suggest that the terrorists might have used one of his lockers to prepare the bomb. Pulling on those strings of information, the FBI developed a list of the cell that had performed the bombing. Egyptians, a Jordanian, an Iraqi, a Pakistani. It was not the Serbs. The counterterrorism security group met. "Okay," I started. "So you know the names of the guys who did it. What's the group? Or to quote from a great movie, who are these guys anyway?" I was asking Bob Blitzer, who represented the FBI in the meeting. "Nobody we know," Blitzer answered, obviously chagrined. "New York thinks that there may be some links to the guy that shot a rabbi up there last fall. They all seem to be related to a Muslim preacher from Egypt, a guy in Brooklyn or Jersey City." "How did they get in?" I wondered. "What does their visa application say? Terrorist?" Blitzer explained. "Well, two of them just showed up at JFK last year without any documents or even false docs. One of the two was detained because he had a how to make a bomb manual on him." The other man was Ramzi Yosef. "So, let me get this straight. We let a guy go who was with a bomb builder. We let him get into a cab at JFK, even though he shows up here without a passport?" "Don't worry, Dick. We'll pick them all up," Blitzer assured me. "We'll track them down. We'll find out who they worked for." Within 2 weeks of the bombing, the FBI had taken four of the cell into custody. The cell leader, Ramzi Yosef, disappeared and became our most wanted terrorist. The New York investigation soon revealed a network that had supported the plotters. Spread across Brooklyn, Queens, and North Jersey, the network seemed to center on Omar Abdul Rahman, a blind Egyptian who served as a spiritual leader to Egyptian radicals. By keeping a close eye on Rahman, within months, the FBI uncovered another cell planning bombings in New York. This time, it would be the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, the United Nations headquarters, and other landmarks. By the end of June 1993, the plotters and Rahman were in the federal government's Manhattan Metropolitan Detention Center. It seemed like the counterterrorism machinery was working well. It wasn't. The FBI and CIA should have been able to answer my question, who are these guys anyway? But still, they could not. The real answer was a group that FBI and CIA had not yet heard of, Al-Qaeda. The first member of Al-Qaeda arrested in the United States, as we later discovered, was El-Sayed Nasser, who, in New York in 1992, assassinated Rabbi Meir Kahane, the fiery leader of the radical Jewish Defense League. Nasser's legal bills were ultimately paid by Osama bin Laden. The four initially arrested for the World Trade Center bombing in 1993 were quickly linked to the Al-Kifa Center in Brooklyn. That center was funded by and openly affiliated with the Afghan Services Bureau, run by Osama bin Laden. Ramzi Yosef had even called bin Laden from New York. Osama bin Laden had formed Al-Qaeda 3 years earlier. Not only had no one in the CIA or FBI ever heard of it, apparently they had never heard of bin Laden either.